Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. The sermon text for today is a portion of the gospel lesson appointed for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost. I read to you from Matthew 13, verses 36 through 43. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so it will be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Thus far the text. I invite you to bow your heads with me in prayer. Lord God, gracious and loving Heavenly Father, you come to us with your word, and you bless us with that word. It is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and we ask, Lord God, that you shine that word liberally into our hearts. Show us our sinfulness, and show us especially our redemption through your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our Lord, friends, if you've ever dealt with weeds, you'll know the problem of the sinful heart. You'll know, for instance, that the heart can quickly be choked out by sin. Check your flower beds and your gardens, do so especially around here in Mitchell. All this heat and all these fantastic summer rains have caused the weeds to shoot up almost as fast as the corn. Some of them you can pull out by hand. They're easy enough to handle. But then there are those really deep tap roots, ones where even after you've sunk your spade into the ground as deep as it can go and you lever up the soil, the weed doesn't move. Sins like that, we on our own can't dig deep enough into the soil of our heart to get to the very bottom of that root to remove it fully, not even if we were going to apply every one of God's holy laws to the problem. Simply put, sin goes so deep and spreads so wide, and it is so pervasive that we can't escape it. And even if we did manage to completely destroy it, root and all, we'd still have to contend with the seed. When we first moved into our house in Fullerton, the front and back lawns were nothing but topsoil. The builder did the final grading on the lot, and then he left. He didn't plant any lawn or lay up any flower beds because that wasn't part of the contract that we had with him. But things still grew. In particular, wild mustard came out of the ground like crazy. Did you know that wild mustard seed can remain dormant in the ground for upwards of 40 years and still sprout once it's brought up to the surface? This is true of many of the seeds that are around us on all the plants that we see, including the seed of sin. Right from the fall of Adam and all the way through that final day when Christ returns, those who were born of Adam will still be born with sin in their souls. That's why in the 51st Psalm, King David says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." And so the generations go. And so we cry out together with the Apostle Paul, "Wretched man that I am, wretched woman, who will set me free from this body of death?" Thanks be to God. Through Christ Jesus our Lord, we're spared by God. We're set free from the bonds of sin by the blood of him who took on our human flesh to bear our sins on the cross. They died with him there, and now we live in his peace. The weeds, in that sense, are all but gone, but certainly they still exist. They're still here with us. But not in the sense that they can completely destroy us or separate us from the love of God that we have in Christ Jesus. This is where the spiritual gift of discernment comes into play. You'll notice in this parable, Jesus tells us that the landowner's servants were quickly able to discern that there was something going on with the crop. Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then is it that it has weeds? God's word is helping each one of us discern the things that that are good for the soul and things which are not, both here and here inside our hearts and out there all around us. Some of the things that we see these days are really quite disheartening. Some of the things that we see are so bad and sorrowful that we even ask God to take them away, get rid of them like the weeds. I'm grateful he hasn't, because some of those so-called weeds are a part of my family and my friends and a part of this church. And the thought of any of them being lost for eternity really, really causes my soul to cry out. And I think we're in the same boat on that. We've all got someone we love or know, or someone we've met along the way who we're praying for, someone whose life is still being choked out by weeds. And yes, we're praying for them all, that God doesn't come back yet to separate them from us, like the workers in this parable will do at the harvest, wheat from the chaff. We don't want to see them, any of them, thrown into that eternal fire come the last day, and therefore we ask ourselves for God in his mercy to minister to their hearts. We want to see their hearts cleansed of sin, that they be blessed and enter into the kingdom of God with us. God wants that too. Take heart. Rest assured that sin's final destruction and the destruction of all those who love sin more than God will indeed come. Know that on the day all those weeds will be gathered up and burned, but know also that while we wait for the coming of that day, none of those who belong to God will be uprooted or be lost. Yes, that means we'll be growing up with weeds in our midst, but we will be growing, our hearts protected, safe in the nail-scarred hands of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. May God grant us patience then, in and with the longing of his harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. And let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you will send the harvesters. You will send that day. That day will come where your Son will come to judge the living and the dead. In the meantime, Lord God, you've placed us in the midst of the weeds. You've made us your word, which is alive and well and thriving and reaching out to the lost and erring. Please use us in that capacity, Lord God. Use us to serve you. Use us to minister to those who don't yet know you, that more and more people will come to know the gospel of Jesus Christ and the salvation that he has won for all people. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen. And amen.